Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, it's great to have you with us on a Tuesday morning in New York, Built for Tough Studio. It is Danny and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo. 888-808-1019 is the number. I do want to get into the Knicks in a couple of minutes and more on the Yankees, too, but I've got a strange bank of calls up that are... I don't know that I've ever seen it like this. You've got one legitimate sports question. You've got one looking to... Yeah, so let me just run down these real quick, and then we will get back to some of the topics. And then first impressions with Danny of us, which we will get to later in the hour as well. Nicole in Connecticut. What's up, Nicole? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are
Danny.
You?
Yeah.
Danny, your mascot story gave me flashbacks to my teen years. Home at 17, thinking I'm going to go into show business, and I end up in a costume. I mean, we could do Dark Side of mascots and amusement park characters. So there's a big crew of us out here, little gals, who had to play mascots.
Yeah, you get it.
Guys are freaky. I don't get it.
Is it just the guys? I mean, you got to deal with the kids, too, no?
Kids are curious. I did have a little boy stick his hand up my bloomers and get it stuck up there once. I won't tell you what character I was in. You know, and then strangely, you're asked to intervene in taking bubbies and blankets away from children and such things. Children will be handed to you and you can't see them.
Yes.
And you're expected to grab them. But no, sadly, Jerry, it is mostly dudes. I had the Miami Hurricanes after a football game once.
You'd what?
Want to be entertained. So.
Ooh. Wait, I'm sorry. What was that?
Oh, yes.
What did you say? I didn't hear you.
We hosted the Miami Hurricanes after a national championship.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Okay.
And they wanted said character to jump out of a cake. Like, it's freaky. It's a freaky world.
Nicole, we can be in a club together. We can start a club together and get the therapy that we need for this.
Can I ask, what character were you?
So they had big ears, Jerry. They had big ears.
Minnie?
Goofy?
Yes.
Oh, Minnie. Oh, Minnie. Oh, that's where they hand up the bloomers came out.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, yes. Good luck with that. Just real quick.
I'll tell you, we got a dark side of the, I think we have one of the dark side of the, like, episodes. I think we got something here, so.
The thing I will say, like, people don't realize that when you have to be the mascot, all the things that happen to you and what Nicole is talking about. Let me just paint a picture. So with mascots, like, a lot of times your eyes are here or they're down here. Mm-hmm. Like, your eyes of the mascot costume are not where your eyes are. So when people hand you things or you're doing things, that's why you have a handler. Like, you literally have a mascot handler because you can't see. And you're also not supposed to talk, by the way, you weirdos out there that are talking in your mascot suits. Times Square, fine. Anywhere else, not fine. Do not do that to people. Do not talk to people in your mascot suits. But yeah, it's a weird life. And I don't like telling people because then they look at you differently. But such is life. We do it for radio.
I think there's been enough photos on social media of Mickey with his, you know, the head off and the dude smoking down the...
And ripping cigs. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. They're ripping heaters down in Times Square. It is the scariest thing. Anytime I see a mascot, I'm just like slowly backing away. Now it's...
You have nightmares about
it. The PTS is real. Seriously.
I can believe it. Matt in Staten Island. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's going on, Danny, Jerry? How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
All right, so this is going to sound crazy, but when I heard Danny talking about the whole mascot situation, it reminded me of when I used to do birthday parties for little kids as a Power Ranger, Batman. It was awful. But then she brought up the whole the recognition of the faces. So now here's my question for Danny, and I hope maybe you can pay it forward for a good friend of mine named, let's use code name Dominic, because he's like a sports genius. This guy could look at any face from any sport and tell you who it is, tell you when they played, give you information about the weather conditions of certain games, right? He's a 50-year-old banker, but he missed his calling in sports media. Is there any advice you could give this guy on how to make a translation so he could live out the next 30, 40 years of his life, if he makes it that long, but at least doing something he loves?
I mean, so it's funny. We have talked about this off the air a little bit. A little bit on the air. It is a tough question to answer because there is no rhyme or reason or direct path to get to where you want to go. 50? I mean, start a YouTube channel? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wait, I love that. That's a great idea. Start a YouTube channel. YouTube is the place to be right now.
It is, but the problem, and we've discussed this on the show, it's like if you didn't get in first, like... How are you building an audience?
It depends. Like, one, you have to have a personality. Like, number one, like, you have to be original and unique. That's what I was telling you. The only advice I tell people these days is figure out who you are. If you don't know who you are and what your voice is and who you want to be, you're not going to figure it out. Start a YouTube channel. Reach out to teams. Sell yourself. There are so many bizarre... Not bizarre. That's not the right word. There are unique people who work in sports, right? Like, look at front offices.
Oh, we're a bunch of freaks.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. So, like, to me, you can still do it. There's still a chance, but, like, you got to go out there and you might have to quit your job and do this full time.
And that's the problem. At 50, how many people can quit their job and just hope to make some money on YouTube? Like, it's just not that easy, especially you got a family, you got a mortgage, you got bills to pay.
But probably worth it. Worth it to give it a shot.
Well, not if you go bankrupt.
Well, I would hope that if you've been working for a long time in life, you have a little bit of savings that if you want to take a jump, take a try. No?
My friend.
No? No savings?
You realize how expensive life is right now?
I mean, yeah, I live in Manhattan. Of course I do. I go outside and I breathe air and it's like $20 out of my bank account.
That is true.
Cha-ching. That's all I hear every day. Cha-ching.
But, yeah, no doubt. But without the, you don't have the commuting expenses, you don't have the family, you don't have the kids, you don't have the tuition.
Oh,
you
know, Jerry!
Because you're we're keeping this in the realm of a 50-year-old guy that's got a family.
Yeah.
This is not, I agree with you. I think
two-income household.
Like if Al
his
wanted to,
working.
I don't want to
maybe
give away too much. Maybe.
Maybe.
So let's take a 50-year-old single guy who probably does have a good 401k, probably does have a savings account. And so
I'll use,
maybe.
Why is he single?
So, well, whatever. We'll get to that in a little while. So let's just assume that person wants to quit everything they're doing and going after their dream. They can. They can absorb that loss for 6 or 7 months. I don't think the guy who's got the two kids in travel, sports, and hockey, and they're up here, and the wife's doing this, and vacations, it's hard to just kind of quit your job and say, I'll be good for it. And it's going to take longer than a few months.
For sure.
It's going to, hey, honey, about 18 months, I'm going to do a YouTube channel. And
you
hope I make money.
Definitely speak to that. I'm definitely not a dad with kids. So, like, I don't have that experience. I would say, though, like, if it's in your heart of hearts and you can find a way, maybe first you're just part-time doing it.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, part-time, keep your job, do this on the side hustle, because we're all side hustling is the name of the game here. But if it's in your heart of hearts and that's your jam,
then go for it.
Yeah, go for your dreams. But life's too short.
But don't go into bankruptcy in the process.
Yeah, but don't lose all your money. And don't come to Manhattan to do it.
Because there are
do it
stories.
From your home.
Yeah. Please. Anthony in Belleville, what's up, Ant?
Jerry, Danny, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Ant. What's going on, man?
Hey, Danny, being that you're a softball gal and baseball gal, anybody call you Wexy?
Yeah, Ant. What up, dude? Yeah, that is a common nickname. I've got some good ones, by the way. Wexy is a really common one that I get. Yeah.
Still there.
Yeah, that's great. My family... My family, like everyone in my family, I'm D-Wex. Like my cousin is Z-Wex, like E-Wex. Like everyone is Wex in our family. Everyone goes by Wex.
Well, it's a good last name for nicknames.
Danny Wex, Wexy. No question. Yeah, Ant. I appreciate that, dude. I love a good nickname.
And we love Anthony. He's a funny caller. John in Bayville. What's up, John?
Billy.
What up?
Danny. Great story. I love it. Good girl. Keep up the good work. I like a girl that got the ambitions to do what she wants to do and get the way she got the way you got it. And guess what? That's what life's about.
Thanks, John.
I was telling Al, I'm driving up here to Far Hills, his old neck of the woods, and it is foggy, right? Now, Boomer and them are playing down the coast now.
They are.
And I hope they
can. Oh, them, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, they'll be fine. That fog will burn off by the time they play.
Okay, so listen to this story. You guys are going to go out to San Francisco and play the Pebble Beach and all that. I did that one time.
Okay.
And I packed nothing but shorts, short-sleeve shirts, get to the hotel, get up the next morning. It's freezing cold out and thick fog, and I'm playing Spanish Bay. So me and my friend, you know, he had all the stuff because he lived out there. So I go into the clubhouse, and I say to the guy at the clubhouse, I said, listen, I need a pair of long pants. He goes, all right. I said, 30 weighs 30. He goes, I only got a 30, 38. I said, hey, you got a stapler? Yeah. I said, okay, give me it. He goes, what are you going to do? I said, I'm Italian. I know how to do, you know, alterations. I started stapling the peanut butter to play, right? So the first three holes, you couldn't even see the fairway.
Right.
You had to ask the starter, where do I hit the ball? Because I can't see nothing. By the fourth hole, it blew away. But I'll tell you right now, you guys are going to go out there, bring winter clothes and bring summer clothes. Well, but you don't know what the weather's bringing you.
I will tell you, and having watched enough events out there, John, and thank you for the call and the advice, thanks, having John, been out there and watched events out there, I am well aware that it can be quite chilly and foggy. I have family out in California, so I've been there enough times where it's not all, you know, blue skies and sunshine. So I do understand. And the five of us are going to go out there in August, and we're going to have a blast, and no one's going to be stapling pants together, and we will have a good time. I have no idea how that went from an Aaron Boone call to us going to Pebble Beach, but so be it. That's what you get. And the guys are playing. I don't think they start until 9 or 10, so I know that was the conversation yesterday about the weather, but they will be fine later today down in Colts Neck, New Jersey. So should be a good time. Anyhow, we'll take a quick break.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Bill Fortov studio. It is the Boomer and Geo program with Danny and Jerry, 888-808-1019. We will get to a whole bunch of stuff still on the sheet because we've kind of glanced right through them with some of the phone calls. And we'll get back to your calls as well at 888-808-1019. But right now, all the time in the world for CeeLo. What's up,
Chris? Oh, yeah. Brought to you by ServPro Cleanup, Restoration, and Construction. Visit ServPro.com. We'll see what we can do with all that time in the world. Was it late night in sports?
Yeah,
Yankees,
I'm aware.
Yes, you are. Yankees have not dropped three in a row in over a month. They look to avoid a three-game skid tonight in Kansas City. Series opener with the Royals and the start of a six-game road trip. You got Max Fried and 25-year-old rookie left-hander Noah Cameron with pregame coverage on the Fan and the free Odyssey app beginning at 7 o'clock. Mets and Nationals from Citi Field, 7:10 first pitch on Odyssey Mets Radio. Griffin Canning, Mackenzie Gore, the starters there, with the Mets coming off their 5-2 road trip through L.A. and Denver. I will play a few different versions of this play throughout the course of the morning, as A's center fielder Denzel Clark made one of the better catches you'll ever see last night in Anaheim. A's did end up losing the game to the Angels 7-4, but right out of the gate, pretty much bottom of the first, Clark's brilliance on full display. Here was Jenny Kavnar with the A's TV call.
And this one to center field. Denzel Clark on the move back after he stepped
towards
home plate and makes another catch.
Oh my God!
Back to back weeks where he wins the electric play.
All right, so you hear the
other
voice
punch him in the face.
Yeah, well, I mean, yes, but you can understand when you see the play, you can't
no doubt
help yourself.
That's my girl, by the way, Jenny Kavnar. Yes. That's my girl. She's been crushing it. He looks like Spider-Man.
Yes.
There. It is absolutely nominated for play of the entire year in any sport, by the way.
I agree.
In any sport.
It also reminds you when you hear a call like that why, like, Howie and Keith are so good and why Gary and Keith and Ron are so good. Like, you might get like a little gasp or something, but they're not going to start screaming, oh my God.
True.
I mean,
yeah.
Gosh.
A little bit more old school that way.
Yeah.
In any event, that was former A. Dallas Braden, who would add.
You go ahead and book it. I've heard the list. I've seen the list of the greatest catches you're ever going to see in your life. If you don't have room for this one on your list, we're watching two different sports. I mean, Denzel Clark climbs the ladder and then hangs out.
He did for a little bit there, kind of suspended at the top of the fence.
And it is a great catch.
Jumping back down.
It probably is on the list.
He's a showman.
Have to think about it, though.
All time?
Yeah. Of all time. I mean you're going to start with Willie Mays, of
top
course.
Top five, top
ten.
Because you also have to put in, you know, what the game means. Where are you? Is it the playoffs? Is it the World Series?
And he's not at home. Don't forget,
that's
he's
true.
Not at home. He doesn't know that ballpark. That's not his home ballpark.
He's just so effortlessly scales that wall. It's incredible. Really.
And
is.
That it was. It was right. Bo Jackson was the one that kind of scaled the wall and made the marks.
Well,
the wall.
But he didn't. That one though wasn't a reach over, right? Wasn't it? He
reach around?
No, reach over. It was not. No, didn't he like make the catch and then he like. Talk about Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He, like, jumped and two-cleated, and then almost, like, it was almost like a half pipe for a skateboard.
Right.
Yeah. So that was,
though.
It was. No, it was very cool, and it's definitely an iconic play, just different in that. I don't think he actually had to, you know, go the wall to pull one back. That's all I'm saying.
Not to rank catches. I'm not doing that. But in terms of the diving catch or the over the wall, see, that takes the home run away. A sliding catch where a guy is completely laid out. We just saw one. It was not long ago. It was the kid on the Diamondbacks. Remember at Citi Field? It was like one of the greatest catches I'd seen. It was not a Met player. It was the center fielder at Citi Field against the Mets like 3 weeks ago. Come on, someone.
Alec Thomas? Alec Thomas is Corbin Carroll.
No.
For the D-backs?
I don't know if it was Arizona. I forget who it was.
Was it the Rockies?
You know,
it was at City Field.
It was at City Field. It was at City, and I'm blanking out on which team and who it was. My point is, like, that takes runs away.
Yeah.
And was unbelievable. But then you get these other ones where guys are running at full speed and completely lay out, and then the shoulder crashes into the
wall.
Have
you seen what Nolan Arenado's been doing in St. Louis, by the way?
Really, no.
Okay, yeah, fair. Fair enough. No. Let me tell you real quick. They made a gold chair.
I'm lucky I'm seeing what Brett Beatty's doing
on the third base side. There's a third base side right over the tarp because he's made two plays jumping into the netting to do that. Like, to me, the defense, like, I love defense. That's my favorite part of the game. So I'm nerding out.
And they make it look easy.
Yeah, and it's not.
It's remarkable.
Their bodies are battered and bruised.
So, Jerry, just real quick, if you can glance, you see what I'm talking about with Bo? Because it was just a running catch, and then he kind of shows off by
climbing. You know what?
I mean, the catch, it wasn't so much the catch.
It's funny.
But I think at the time, it was like, okay, forget the catch, but then the fact that he could just...
scale the wall.
Just like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to kind of run up. And he did almost the entire thing and then jump back down. It was like a show-off moment.
Yeah, that was
great. It wasn't necessary, but...
this is better.
Yeah,
no
there
doubt.
You go. NBA Finals off until Wednesday night as that series shifts to Indiana for Game 3 between the Thunder and the Pacers. Couple of hoops-related items this hour. We know about the Knicks' interest in Jason Kidd. Seems they will at some point ask the Mavericks for permission to speak to Kidd about their head coaching vacancy in the aftermath of their loss to the Pacers and, of course, the firing of Tom Thibodeau. Ben Stiller still in his feelings about all of that as he attended the Tonys at Radio City on Sunday night, where he was presenting the award for Best Play.
I'm so honored to be here because theater is my passion, the place where I feel most at home. The stage has been a constant sanctuary for me, dating all the way back to last week when the Knicks lost the Eastern Conference Finals. Thank you. I was told there's a huge crossover between theater lovers and sports fans.
Yeah. So we had some fun with that, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Sticking with the Knicks, I still
can't believe we're sitting here and Thibodeau's gone.
Yeah.
It is amazing to me to think the way 7th Avenue was just a short couple of weeks ago and people losing their minds.
Is it
after,
even a couple of weeks
ago? Well, actually, I meant when they beat the Celtics. Probably a month ago now, actually.
Right.
But the way the place was just electric and what a direction this ran. And now here you are 4 weeks later and they have no coach and no plan, to be quite honest.
It seems that way.
Man. Yeah.
Well, the plan is to hopefully pry Jason Kidd away from
the plan
Dallas.
Is to figure it out.
Yeah.
And that's not a good plan to have.
Yeah. Latest example of Colin Cowherd being a little off the mark with his radio show and his simulcast. He was in this clip talking James Dolan and the Knicks hierarchy. A couple things to pick up on here, at least I thought.
But he removed himself from the day-to-day stuff. He's a very emotional guy. He's an artist. It really is. His dad's the businessman. He's the artist. He removes himself from the Knicks. And it's just World Wide Web. It's Tibbs.
Come on.
It's Leon Rose.
World Wide Web.
Yeah, World Wide Web. And maybe it's just he used present tense instead of past tense, but he references his dad. His dad passed away last year. He was 98. He's been out of it a long time.
Yeah, Jim has been running this show for a long time.
And World Wide Web instead of Wes. So yeah, in any event.
But between him, Chris Cole, and Leon Rose, Leon Hess.
Yeah.
I mean, my God.
Check still clears, though, for those gentlemen. They're doing okay.
The more we play it, the more popular they get.
Yeah, that is true. So we're bringing more... more awareness to it, Stanley Cup final game number 3 as the rematch between the Panthers and the Oilers shifted to Sunrise, Florida. You'll recall Brad Marchand had the double overtime winner in the Panthers game 2 road win. Well, it did not take him very long to score again last night.
Behind the net, the offensive end, and he bounces one out front. This one loose. Marchand, he scores! And the Panthers are on the board early. Brad Marchand out of the left circle, 56 seconds in. He pounced on a loose puck, and he cashes in.
Nice little sandwich form there. He ends game 2, and he opens game number 3 in the opening minute with a goal. Panthers radio there was 2-0 after 1, 4-1 after 2, and the Panthers on their way to a 6-1 laugher. So midway through the third, Edmonton turns to some of the dirty stuff, I guess trying to send a message for game number 4, and the Panthers pretty much ragdolled them through all of that as well. They were waving at them. They were smiling at them. They were having a grand old time.
What I could not get over, and I was telling Danny this before we came on, is when you... obviously that starts trending. That fight was crazy.
Yeah.
You've got how many guys on the ice. In all my years watching hockey, though, the referees stay out of it until there's a moment where they can jump in and stop it.
Yeah, or if someone goes down. Yeah.
The one ref jumps on where Sam Bennett, I forget who he's engaged with on the ice. The ref jumps on them because they're on the ice on their knees, essentially. and starts punching like through the ref. It's almost like the hell did you look at that?
CBS Sports
and it's in numerous spots too. Yeah. Like they're not stopping.
Yeah,
and it's like wow. I mean, I know this means a lot to them, and I know I get it, but wow. I mean,
well, they wanted to make sure everyone knew they showed up, even though they didn't. They're like, guys, we're still here. Don't forget us.
At this stage, man, it's almost anything goes. In that case, like you'll see a suspension if there's a bad hit during the course of play, or you know something with.
But
the
that's
stick.
A fine line though, because if you make contact with that ref on the side of his head on a punch, like you're out, whether and you meant to do it or not,
out of that game and maybe an additional.
I would think the rest of the series actually,
perhaps. So the two teams ended up with about 140 penalty minutes combined. You listen to Matthew Tkachuk here talk about their mentality, and you can see why the Panthers are getting closer to perhaps repeating as Stanley Cup champs. This was on TNT after the game.
It is what it is. You know, we talk about being composed, and if you got to take a punch in the face, if you got to take a slash in the face, a cross check, you know, slash in the leg. Whatever the case is, you got to do it. You know, there's a bigger picture with the win here for us.
Yeah, it's a 2-1 series.
And this is why, and I am not, you are 100% right what you said about the whole toe thing earlier. I agree. I know it's very difficult to run and all that. But when you watch these guys and the beating they take, and it's like, just stitch me back up. I'm going back out there. And then it's like, hey, he's going to miss 9 weeks. He's got
they don't have their teeth. And
toe.
And people are like, oh my God, his toe is broken. Will he be okay? And honestly, Judge was not okay.
I know
he was
wasn't.
Not okay. And these guys go different. Back out there. These guys break their noses and go back out there. You know what I mean?
That's nothing.
Ankles.
Yeah, it's not a big
legs.
Deal at all.
They
no,
lose
for sure.
Teeth.
This is pure entertainment, and I love that Marchand is there and probably going to help them go back and win
he
it
loves
again.
To mix
I
it up.
Love that. Yeah. I love it.
It's something about that sport because years and years ago, Boomer, who still plays ice hockey, whatever, so what is he, 63, I guess, now? He still plays ice hockey with younger men, which is amazing.
With younger men?
He plays with 30-year-olds.
You have to clarify that.
Well, because he's 63, so you would think, is he playing in like a...
No.
Senior an older league. Yes.
Yeah. 15 over, 16
almost a geriatric.
Over.
That's not the right word. That would have come back to bite me.
Yeah.
Senior league. Yes. Yeah. No, he plays with 30-year-olds.
It's amazing.
Still, which is incredible. Yeah. But there was one time early on where he lost his teeth. Like he took a puck to the mouth or a stick. He was a stick to the mouth. And he was back in, sitting in this chair the next morning.
All Are you
stitched
serious?
Up. Yeah. Yeah.
He
was a little hopped up on goofballs, but
worth it though.
Yeah, and his that was a rough one.
How many years ago would you estimate that was? I don't remember.
What was the story?
2008.
Oh, okay, that was early
or 9.
Right, very early on.
Okay. I think it was right. I think Carlin was still doing it, so it was probably 2008 or maybe I don't know because I don't think I was there yet.
No, you started out January of 2009.
9. Yeah.
Have you guys ever broken bones playing sports?
My wrist.
Okay.
Foot, roller hockey,
ankle, collarbone, rib.
Oh wow.
Knee.
What?
And torn Achilles.
Wait, Nate, she said broken bones. You broke your knee?
I fractured it, yeah. Playing football.
What part
freshman
of your
year.
Oh my gosh.
Where? Your knee, like your kneecap?
Yeah, it was a hairline fracture, but it was a fracture.
Jeez.
Knocked me out for 6 weeks. That is true.
Yeah, I would think so.
Some of them were really bad accidents, like falling off a moped. That was
That's not sports.
Really not proud of that one.
Depends. Were you doing motocross?
No, I was just trying to drive home. I was a janitor at the time.
Dude, what?
Jerry's lived many lives.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was. I was a janitor at my school when I was 15. It was a great job. I got $240 a week. And when you're 15 years old in like 1990, that was good money.
Yeah, yeah.
And I took my moped to work every day and driving home, maybe in the rain, I made a turn. I went one way, the moped went the other way. That is true. Went
you were
crashing down.
Janitor at SJV?
No, grammar school at the time.
Oh, you said 15. Wouldn't that be high school?
Well, my form where I went to grammar school.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yes. While you were going to high school,
it was
you
my
were
summer
job.
Was
fact-checking here to make sure that this story checks out.
I've been told many times I'm too literal. So.
I was in high school.
I was
of age to drive a moped, but I was at my former grammar school. In the summer, I was a janitor.
Okay.
And Danny, he was also an illegal vending machine entrepreneur. Back in the day.
Legal
illegal?
And the broadcasting school as illegal. Well. We can go there. You know, that was school.
One of my former students was here yesterday, Robbie Rosenhaus.
Oh, that's awesome.
Did you guys know that?
What was he doing here?
He came to me. Oh, who knows? Here. He brought these in for you. That's true. Big nut bar.
So back
in the day, since we have a minute.
Tell me.
I was...
Yeah, many minutes.
God, how old was I? I guess I was 19. 18 or 19. I worked at a gas station in Seabright, which is no longer there. And what people used to come in the summer, we were up until 2 a.m. The bars were, you know, emptying out and we would be busy.
Okay.
The amount of people that came in looking for either snacks or cigarettes was staggering and we had nothing. And everything was closed if you didn't go to 7-Eleven. So I had the genius idea of putting a couple of vending machines in the shop. All was good. Like, I went to, it wasn't Costco at the time, it was Price Club. So I went to Price Club, I got all these snacks, everything was good. And I'm like, ooh, cigarettes. I'm like, what the hell? I got a vending license.
So you have to have a license?
Yeah, see? She doesn't know
what?
Either.
What?
Right.
What would I know about vending machines? Yeah, of course I don't know that.
Exactly the mistake I made.
Wow.
So I bought all these cartons of Marlboro Light, Newports, Camel Lights, and we stocked that vending machine. And things were going great. Matter of fact, within 2 weeks, that vending machine was empty. We restock it. All was good. Until one Saturday night at about 8 o'clock, a cop comes in and says, who owns this thing? I'm like, oh, I do. Can I get you something? He goes, yeah, you can show me the permit for it. I'm like, well, it's right there. He goes, no. He goes, that's a vending permit. Where's your tobacco permit? I'm like, what's this?
A what? A what?
Yeah. He goes, I want this. If you don't have a tobacco permit, this has got to be out by next week. Oh.
Oh, so people can just, like, people can buy cigarettes and, you know, there's, like, trash in cigarettes and you can easily just smoke them, but you have to have a permit
to sell them
in a vending machine?
You have to have a real license to sell alcohol.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
I had no idea.
So you had the permit for the vending
machine? I had a vending permit that I got from the town, which was no problem. The problem was no one wanted Hershey bars. All kidding aside, like, no one wanted food. Everyone wanted the cigarettes. So I stocked both of them for the time being with snacks, and boy, I lost my shirt on that one. So, yeah.
That's amazing. So great. Do you own a vending machine now?
No.
Oh.
No. That was a one and done.
Oh.
Never do that again.
Isn't that like a popular
business? Yes, it is. If you can get in somewhere, yes, it is.
Is it like buying a taxi? Like you have to have $1 million to buy a vending machine type situation?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I think, but you have to have the office real estate to put them in. Like you can go buy vending machines. What do you do with them? Look at them?
I would just stick one on the corner of like
again, not legal.
14th and 3rd.
Not going to work.
No?
No.
Yeah, can
no,
I put
no.
one on the boardwalk down the Jersey Shore?
No, you can, but that give it a day and that thing will be seized.
What about
there's
in
no
here?
Way.
We've had issues with the, you know, the vending machines.
I'm sure they pay our company to have those vending machines.
But I'm saying, and maybe there's an opportunity for you here
I'm
in this
done
building.
With it. No, oh, I'm good. All right. I'm good. I told Al he should do a coffee truck because then you can be mobile. Do iced coffee and just keep driving up and down Ocean Avenue down the shore. I think it'd be a hit.
You know what needs iced coffee, by the way, real quick? We need iced coffee in Major League Baseball stadiums. Yesterday, I am so annoyed as someone who works at the ballpark, not even as often as the beat reporters do. There's no iced coffee. It's criminal. We have to get iced coffee. No, there's no like coffee stands in the ballpark or outside the ballpark, Al, if you want to do that. I want
to
do that.
Oh, yeah. He wants to go to Citi Field and zip around the parking lot.
We could get you like an iced coffee little like bullpen car.
Yeah, when it's jam-packed coming in or leaving, I'm out there with my iced coffee.
Dude, you'd make so much money.
You probably would. I'm surprised because Dunkin' Donuts is a lot of ballparks. I'm surprised they don't offer it.
I've never seen iced coffee.
That is weird that they don't have the ice.
Interesting.
Especially when you get to the summer months.
Yeah.
Well, considering you just thought that it would be a good idea for Al to go to Citi Field with an iced coffee truck on the other side, we will get your impressions of the staff.
Okay.
When we come back, I got a couple of questions for you. We'll see how you do.
Oh,
my
boy.
Guess is... Actually, and you've been here for 2.5 hours. I think you'll do quite well. I really think you'll do well. So we'll do that coming up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Next.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, coming up on 10 in front of 8, and is the Boomer and Geo program built for Tough Studio. Danny and Jerry in for the guys who are off golfing today. Happy birthday to G. Great, awesome. They'll be back tomorrow. Now, Danny has been here. She walked in at about 5 a.m., so she's been here for almost 3 hours. And I figure at this point, they always talk about first impressions, whether you're dating, whether you're just meeting somebody. First impressions are everything. I'm just curious. And I'm not going to ask you blankly to give us your first impressions of the three of us.
Okay.
CeeLo's out. You've known him.
Yeah.
So that doesn't count. But I'm going to ask you a couple of kids, and I want a couple of questions. I want to see if you can figure out who this is based on 3 hours of knowing us.
Okay, I'm sweating.
All right. No, okay. You don't have to don't sweat.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
Don't have to sweat. Okay. So out of the three of us, you got myself, Eddie, and Al.
Okay.
Which one of us is married with no kids but has multiple dogs?
I feel like that's a real... That's what you want me to start with?
Based on just...
Seriously?
Just from observing us, a couple of quick conversations...
Married, no kids, three
and
dogs?
And a couple of dogs, multiple dogs.
Married, no kids.
Multiple dogs.
Al.
No. You're close, but it would be Eddie. Eddie's got like 16 dogs at his house. Something
three,
like that. But
three.
But he also trains
16.
Dogs for the blind, which is very noble of him.
You do?
He does.
We're volunteer puppy raisers for the Seeing Eye.
I mean.
Wait, I'm going to cry. That's amazing.
You're a better guy than Eddie.
Yeah. Okay. Dogs over kids. Love that. Fully right. Approve.
Sadly, I think you know this one now, but which one of us is married with kids?
Married with kids. You, Jerry.
Yes, right. Yeah. Since we've had the conversation.
You, Jerry.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, next one. Which one of us believes that sitting home with no plans and doing anything is exhilarating?
Al. That's Al.
I didn't even finish the question.
Al? Al? Yes?
That is me, correct.
You nailed that one.
Yeah.
No plans. That's my favorite part.
That was actually very funny. Which one of us would sit home on a Saturday and loves to watch college football from 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. based on what you see out of the three of us?
11 a.m. to 1 a.m.?
Yep.
That's a really big window.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Al.
No, Al hates sports.
Oh, shoot. That's right. Crap. Eddie.
Yes, you work here, but we
with
know
your
you're
dogs,
sports adjacent.
So. You're watching college football for 12 hours straight.
Yeah, well, first I'll get up and I'll watch the ones I taped from Friday night, and then game day comes on, and yeah, I'll watch almost any.
What's your favorite part? Like, that's a lot of watching. You must have a favorite.
Well, I love game day, watching that whole interaction and that
it's award-winning. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of the best things in sports.
And we're all going to miss Coach.
Yeah.
Dick Vitale, by the way, college basketball, signed a new contract. 2 more years.
And
I'm looking at you because I know what you're thinking.
And I think they're also going to have they announced a tournament in his name.
Correct.
Also.
They raise money, I believe, for cancer research, mm-hmm. which is amazing. All right, next one. Now, I will tell you, Al is going to Montana this summer. Montana? Yes, Montana. Cool. Eddie has gone... There's great video of Eddie with, what was that animal? That was the bison that was walking past you?
I was in Yellowstone in January.
Okay.
Cool.
Him and his wife take numerous trips. Now, this year, not much, but we love taking vacation.
Okay.
Which one of the three of us likes to book a vacation and they like to fly on the last day of the work week and then not return from their vacation until the day before they have to go back into the office.
Al.
No.
Jerry?
That would be me.
Jerry! Al shoot!
Al needs the buffer days.
I need buffer
failing.
Days.
I'm absolutely failing here.
It's all right. That's fine. That's why I wanted to see tell about the three of us. Which one of us, you're going to know this one now because CeeLo just gave this one away. Which one of us will not eat anything if the ingredients show it has a seed oil in it?
Jerry. Jerry. Jerry.
No!
What?
What did CeeLo just say?
I thought... CeeLo?
He was given this to who and said he wouldn't eat it because it has seed oils in
it. I didn't hear what he... Oh, I didn't hear him. Al. I didn't hear him.
No, that's Al.
The one, I thought he was trying to give it to you.
No. He was going to give it to Al
no,
and realized...
No, you have a seed oil allergy?
No, I just try to watch my ingredients. I have a list of ingredients I will not consume knowingly.
Good for you.
And his waistline. As you can tell, that is shrinking by the day.
Listen, I support that fully. Yeah.
It does work. Wow. Which one of us is retiring in 11 and a half months?
Which one of you is retiring in 11 and a half months?
Which doesn't sound like a long time anymore. Yes.
Eddie's
time is dwindling, which I got to be honest, is starting to feel a little bit real.
I'm sad, and I just met you. By the way, you didn't ask, but when Eddie came to get me so kindly this morning at 5 a.m. so I didn't get stuck in the elevator bank, Eddie, I say this with the utmost respect, you look like you're like a roadie for a band, and you're the dude who takes care of everything.
Sounds
and,
about right.
And knows all the secrets of everybody. Do you know everyone's secret here? I feel like you do.
Yeah, and they will go to the grave with me.
Good for you!
But how about that for a first impression?
That was my first impression of Eddie.
And also, I was in that roadie mode because I had about 80 seconds to get back in here to start the show for...
You hustled for me. I appreciate that.
Did you
that.
Give her a hug?
No.
We shook hands.
Yeah.
I was just wondering.
We'll hug when we leave.
Yeah, I might have freaked her out.
If you want.
All good. You're a big hugger. No.
Her furry days or something like that.
Oh, whoa, Eddie. I didn't, there were no furry days for this girl. There's definitely a difference. I just put the costume on. There were no furry business here. Don't tell
give it
people.
Time.
Don't let people think that. Okay.
Do furries talk? I wonder because you said mascots no talking, but do furries talk? I wonder.
You know what, Eddie? Thankfully, I don't know the answer to that. I'm gonna guess there's not a lot of talking going on.
Last one. Now look around.
AI says furries do talk.
They do. Well, they are people.
Yeah, but they're doing weird things. Aren't they? Furries are doing weird things.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't like furries have sex.
Yeah.
For real.
In,
I mean, that's...
Costume.
Yes, which is why I don't want people thinking...
Understood.
I did that. Mom, I did not do that.
I was not... There was no correlation to that. My point was, we're talking about if they make noises or talk. Yeah, I would think that they do, because we've heard about the litter boxes and the places, and they like to dress up and do weird things.
Right, but you did mention that one of the mascots was a monkey, yes, at the...
There's three monkeys, Bingo, Bongo, and Steve, yeah.
All right, last one. You can look at the three of us. I want you to give a good, thoughtful answer here. Which one of us, lower back pain, excessive overnight bathroom visits, and is losing their vision more and more each day? You got three old guys here.
Okay, well, Al has glasses, so I'm going to go Al with the eyes.
Okay.
Something about bathroom breaks?
Multiple bathroom visits.
This is absolute torture.
Yeah, no, this is all one
this
person.
Is all oh, one this is person. One
this
person?
This is not pick the one for the guy. One of us, all three. I think we all have some of it, for sure. There's no question.
I feel like I don't want to answer this.
No, it's okay. You're not going to offend us.
One more time. Read them to me one more time.
All right. The eyes are going.
Okay.
Back pain.
Okay.
Excessive overnight stops in the bathroom.
Well, Eddie?
Well,
that would be a great guess. Not knowing and just going on the visual, that is a fantastic guess.
But
is
it
is wrong?
Incorrect. It is me.
No.
The youngest of the three. It is me. Isn't that something? So I'll be honest, you did quite well, actually.
No, I did horrible.
And
you don't have to be nice. That was horrible.
Your character assessment of Eddie was spot on. Like, you could not have described him better.
It's because you're awesome. You're amazing. That's why.
Oh, thank
I wanted
you.
To give you your props, yeah.
About that?
Yeah.
Way to go, Eddie. You just made his day.
Great first impression.
All right, we will get back to some of the sports on the other side, I promise. We'll have CeeLo next hour. She's sweating. It's quite the... So when the guys are here, they put the temperature down to 60. I haven't touched it. I do think I'm going to...
yeah, because when I go in there, I
jack
it up. Yeah.
So we'll lower the thermostat for you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.